I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Saturday, May 13th, 2017. Two people are recovering following a three-car accident in Colfax Township. Mecosta County Deputy Victor Vandertol says it happened late Friday morning on 15 Mile Road near 180th Avenue when a vehicle had stopped on the roadway to make a left turn. A second vehicle stopped behind it, and a third vehicle was unable to stop and rear-ended the second vehicle, which then pushed into the first vehicle. The drivers of the second and third vehicles were hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the first vehicle was uninjured. Two children are safe after being reported missing in Morton Township on Friday. The 3- and 5-year-old walked down a trail near their residence and were missing for about 45 minutes before police were notified. The Mecosta County Sheriff's Office, Canadian Lake Security and Mobile Watch, and the Big Rapids Township Fire Department were utilized in the subsequent search. The children were located about a half mile away from their home and, other than being scared, were uninjured. Following President Trump's threat to shut down daily press briefings on Friday, the Radio Television Digital News Association and the White House Correspondents Association says the move is a threat to the First Amendment. In response to the controversy following FBI Director James Comey's firing, Trump tweeted that maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings. RTDNA's executive director Dan Shelley responded directly to Trump, saying, quote, "Responsible journalism that reveals facts to inform the public is not fake news, Mr. President." U.S. wind power is on track to cross a major threshold next year, topping 100 gigawatts of electric generation capacity. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects the amount of wind power generation capacity installed this year to increase 8% and then rise almost 16% next year to 102 gigawatts, accounting for 9% of U.S. electric generation capacity. Today will be a busy one for the U.S. Postal Service. The 25th annual Stamp Out Hunger Drive means letter carriers will be picking up thousands of pounds of canned goods from mailboxes to be delivered to local food pantries. Marco Barberini, president of the local National Association of Letter Carriers, says all you have to do is set the canned food next to your mailbox. He adds it's an easy way to give back to the local community. That's the news for Saturday, May 13th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.